Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at Meektown TV. Link is in the description. Plus, you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Bopp, just to name a few on the platform. Now on with the memes. Number 1, if you're a beta male in a flood, don't be the one carrying her tiny shoes. While Duke the G.I. Joe Chad carries your wife and kid, you silly cuck. Also, we all know that she can walk perfectly fine. So both men are pretty much white knights, and her feet won't even get wet because the hubby is carrying those Nikes. Number 2, we have Islam becoming the fastest growing religion in Japan. That's not saying all that much considering most people are not all that religious in the country. But at least it's Islam instead of feminist communism. In reality, it's probably Muslims from other parts of Southeast Asia moving there that's bringing that number up. Moving on, we have Andrew Tate looking like he's aged 5 years after only 5 months in jail, telling everyone to avoid women who go to festivals as festahoes, because they're nothing but sweaty peasants, that they're only there to post on Instagram to scream to the world that they're having fun and prove that they aren't worthless. Of course, to also attract some rich guy that can afford the $1,000 tickets. When they post their festival pictures on Tinder, they're saying, "Don't swipe right if you can't pay for my festival tickets." Next up, we have a former female pastor that got tired of religion, so she quit Christ for lonely fans. My thinking is that being a pastor didn't pay nearly as much, and it provides her much more attention, so she decides to make the move. This only proves that most women are only as faithful as their options. She was probably just a chameleon for Christ to begin with. Number 5, we have an old ad with two women, and one of them wondering what the hell women were thinking when they went to work instead of staying home, cleaning the house and sleeping with their husbands, and it was the man that went to work each day and paid for everything. But I think they were thinking about the chance and riding the career roller coaster to find him because there weren't any milk and mailmen to service all the women back then. Moving on is one fine example of female logic. People need to stop blaming victims, but when an incel tells a woman that self-deletion is the top killer of men under 30, she says that men's problems were created by the patriarchy, proving that you can still victim blame others so long as they're men. Her blaming the patriarchy is projection because, you know, many of men's problems are actually created by the women's. Number 7, we have one of the hotter women from Boob Watch, that show from the 1990s, Yasmine Bleeth. And just look what happened thereafter she hit the wall. It's always undefeated. Meanwhile, David Don't Hassle a Hoff probably aged like fine wine. Now, I definitely don't want to see her running during the opening credits wearing a bikini these days. Up next is a male patriarch taking his dishwasher in for repairs. But seriously, why would a guy be smiling that much in a hospital, taking a selfie in front of a woman that looks like she's wearing a neck brace, and about to be intubated? Has he been consuming way too much soy or something? Number 9, I have some great news on the marriage front. Engagement ring sales are down sharply, partially due to COVID because there weren't any relationships being formed. But after we saw the failure of David's bridal, we're hopefully going to see the collapse of People's Jewelers too. Keep up the great work, guys. Give them nothing. I think the pandemic is a scapegoat for men walking away. But what happens in 5 years when men don't come back to marriage? Who and what will they blame then? Number 10, we have a woman that was probably found out for posting content on Lonely Simps, and apparently there are no consensual pictures of her nude on the internet. I guess she's never heard of the Streisand effect before. The more she talks about it, the more people will hunt out those pictures. Women's desire to never take accountability never ceases to amaze me. Up next, we have a woman shocked that GigaChad is a real person, and that he won't do any business or interview requests because he doesn't cooperate with anyone and does not know what a podcast is. Some people have said his name is Ernest Kalimov, and that he's real, but that's not true because he looks to be a composite of many different men, created by a female artist. Here are the 3 GigaChad triplets. Finally, we find a man that women want, and he doesn't even exist. Moving on, we have an Illinois woman that laughs and dances after learning that she deleted 2 people while driving intoxicated. Police body cam footage show her playing dumb after the crash, and eventually she pleaded guilty, but probably only to reduce her sentence, because we all know how hard it is for women to take accountability unless there's something in it for them. Number 13, we have some relatively recent photos of Emma Watson and Bonnie Wright, and they appear to have hit the wall horribly, while J.K. Rowling has been aging somewhat gracefully. It could be a number of things like evil making them ugly, veganism, or all the makeup they have to wear for their film roles. I guess it's unfortunate that they had to age like gargoyles. Up next, we have a Daily Mail article showing us how Weimar Germany was just as woke and gay as America is today. And it looks like that's what created the followers of Mr. Mustache. Can you see why they came into power? Today they wouldn't because of the soy in the water supply and dropping testosterone levels. So it looks like the brown shirts will never be back. Moving on, we have a meme showing us that women always blame men for something even when those men don't do anything wrong. And there's proof of it. In this case, a woman is accusing her man of cheating with a bald woman because she couldn't find any evidence of him cheating because there were no hairs on his shirts. It's probably just projection and she's actually the one cheating on him first, and she accusing him of it first means that he can't accuse her back. Number 16, we have one showing us how men cooperate to build the physical world together. While if a man tries to collaborate with an average woman to make a wheel more efficient in caveman days, she blames him for mansplaining. Of course she does. She's incompetent, and if she insults him first, then he can't do the same to her. Number 17, we have a meme explaining how nice guys think that sex works. If you're nice to them 10 times in a row, then you can cash in the 11th time for sex. Here's an illustration of how White Knight's armor really works. My favorite is his cognitive dissonance helmet that allows radical feminism to make sense to him, as well as allowing him to correct the male gaze. Next up, we have what would have happened to Large Marge if she spent her 20s riding the choo-choo train, doing lonely fans instead of getting married in her 20s. In her 30s, she and her children, Bartrone, Lashiqua, and Magiqua, would try and find Beta Homer to pay the bills and provide a nice happy ending. At least her chain-smoking twin sisters are still thin, though. Number 19, we have the great state of Utah making sure that all the spicy material websites online use age verification from now on, and it looks like the Hub decided to pull out. But you just know that this is what the VPN companies are doing right now as people in Utah start paying for their services. If birth rates in Utah are now below replacement, then you know that soy society is screwed. Banning this sort of content isn't going to help. Moving on, we have an article explaining why the first crewed mission to Mars should be all females. Doesn't anyone remember that article about the all-female marketing company that failed only after a year because they didn't have simps to abuse as emotional tampons? I guess that in space, no one can hear you queef. Musk needs to colonize Mars so that one day we can send all the women there. Up next, is this an example of that toxic masculinity that women are referring to? A woman loses control of a baby carriage, and a man chases it before it gets into traffic. But still we have a second man that comes over and rushes to her aid, making sure she's well. Wait until one day the men stop caring entirely for women's safety. We're almost there, and we will be doomed. Number 22, we have Will Simp getting simpy with it at a fast food place. Clearly it's a deep fake with him over the deep fryer. I guess he still doesn't want to talk about his McFucking wife and her McMuffin top. Moving on, we have a real Jizz Whiz that decided he was going to put Fizz Whiz under his foreskin. We'll look on the bright side. At least it didn't get snipped off as a baby to make beauty cream for Oprah. I'm sure more accidents like this will happen as the incel population only continues to grow. One guy in the comment section mentions that the fizzy pop got stuck inside of him when his girlfriend went down on him inside his pee hole. The sensation was probably similar to passing kidney stones that were actively trying to go their way back up. Number 24 is a woman that finally told herself that 27 was the year she was going to have a boyfriend. But she's about to be 28 in a few days, and she's still never had one. Is this either what a film cell looks like, or a killer cell rider? But I think she's probably a Chad sexual, and has been hit and then quit by men that she would have wanted as her boyfriend. But they woke up in the morning with that condescending look on her face next to them, and they ran for their lives. Of course, a good boyfriend is hard to find because he's not looking for her. Today's final one is a freaky female chameleon. She spent $160,000 to lengthen her legs and is probably hoping that it'll attract a taller man to her. She was already pretty tall at 5'7". Now she's probably almost 6 feet tall and put down on her dating profiles that only men that are 6 feet tall should apply. Of course it changed her sex life. She's only getting smashed and dashed by the super tall Chads now. Looks like the arms race, legs race, has begun. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so if you want to donate, you can do so at the PayPal, Subscribestar, and Bitcoin links down below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.